Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston City Council is preparing for some changes. The two longest-serving council members will be leaving at the end of the year as a result of this week's city elections. WBUR's Dolores Handy was at yesterday's first council meeting since the election shakeup.
I congratulate those who won their seat.
Boston City Council President Bill Linehan also acknowledged the work of two councilors who lost their seats in Tuesday's election.
I recognize both Councilors Steve Murphy and Councilor Yancey for all the time and effort over those 50 years combined committed to this city on behalf of the citizens.
One of those defeated is the longest-serving member of the council. Charles Yancey has been there 32 years, representing Mattapan and parts of Dorchester. A key concern during his tenure, Boston Jobs for Boston residents, has had him questioning the hiring practices of three different mayors. And yesterday was no different.
It's with some disappointment, Mr. President, that I must request that we remand this back to the administration.
Yancey was objecting to a report from the mayor's office to the council that he'd requested about city employee demographics.
I was really disappointed, as I said on council floor, that once again, the administration seems to be deliberate in its efforts not to disclose. And that's a clear violation of trust, if nothing else, because of the commitments that they've made to me in the past.
Yancey lost the election to the well-financed and well-run campaign of political newcomer Andrea Campbell, who was only a year old when Yancey was first elected.
In my last few weeks on the council, I intend to continue my work. I think it's important, particularly in a city like Boston that has had a history of racial discrimination and bias to make sure that it doesn't exist in city government.
The other candidate who lost left the council meeting without speaking to reporters. In a statement, Councilor-at-Large Steve Murphy, the second longest-serving member, says he's thankful for the opportunity to represent the city for 19 years. Murphy's replacement is also a woman, small business owner Anissa Asaibi-George. The two newly elected members double the number of women on the council.
This is a very exciting time and, you know, new day.
But, says City Council Clerk Maureen Feeney, having four women on the council is nothing new in this chamber.
Been there, done that.
Feeney was one of four women on the council back in the 1990s. But times change. Michelle Wu became the second woman on the council 2 years ago. Before that, Ayanna Pressley was the only woman on the council. With two more women, Pressley expects a change in dynamics.
Every time there's a new class that comes in, it brings with it different dynamics. And each person brings their own unique perspective and focus to the body. And ultimately, the body is strengthened by that.
The new council will be sworn in January. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.